Bank of Cardiff, how can I help you?
Hi there, I got a solicitation for a line of credit. I'd like to find out what you're paying for.
Okay, great, I can help you with that. Can you hear me okay?
I hear you fine. I'm just in the car with a Bluetooth microphone to get off.
Okay, do you have a 16-digit reservation number?
2311. 0010.
Okay, I'm not sure. I'm not quite sure if I got that. It's a little loud. Give me one sec.
I can take it off the speakerphone.
I'll give it to you again. I'll give it. I'm sure it's much better this way.
Okay.
Can you hear? 2311.
Uh huh.
2901. 0012-2823.
Okay. 2823. Let me pull your information up. And this is for National Estate Jewelry Buyers?
Correct.
Okay. And am I speaking with Barry?
You're speaking with Barry, the one and only.
Great. And Barry, what is the number that you're calling from?
732-522-0382.
Okay, and is this your mobile number?
I can give you my office number too. I can call from that 2 minutes.
Okay, but this is your mobile number, correct?
Correct.
Okay, great. So let me see here. And are you still at the 212 State Route 18 address in East Brunswick?
I am.
Okay. And I'm showing you've been in business since 1999?
Correct.
Okay. And are you the sole owner of the business?
I am the sole owner. It's a corporation.
Great. Okay. So what you received is an offer for financing. And we have a few different programs here. Is there something specific you wanted to use the funds for?
Well, this is all for purchasing of inventory.
Okay. And here. And what are you purchasing specifically?
The purchase of diamonds, jewelry, watches, and points.
Okay. And is it a retail store that you have?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. And is there an amount you had in mind?
I would say anywhere between 100 and 200,000.
I'm sorry, how much?
100 to 200,000. I'm open, you know, but I'm depending on...
Sorry, I didn't hear you. The phone...
I know, I would tell you, it's really... I had another offer, and they were at 37%, and I have absolutely no interest in moving on with a 37% loan.
Okay.
So
how much money were you looking for?
I'm looking for between 150 and 250.
150 and 250. Okay. And who sent you that offer?
Who sent me that offer?
Mm-hmm.
Hold on a second. Oh, you mean from what company?
Yes.
National financing or something?
National funding?
Yeah, it could be national funding.
Okay. Got it. And when would you be looking to purchase inventory?
I'm actually approved at $200,000, but the payback in 1 year was $272,000.
So you were approved for $200,000 with a payback of $270,000?
$272,000. And it's a one-year payback.
1 year, okay.
So that doesn't give you much
time
to work
high.
With the money.
It's pretty high for 1 year. Yeah. Okay.
And I said, I could do a 6 month, but because my merchandise turns very quickly, and I'm always seeing merchandise. But
yeah.
I'm really, you know, I spoke to my accountant. He said his words were not very interesting.
Yeah.
Because I know my profit margin, I'd be out of business to take a 37-38% mortgage percentage.
What are your margins at right now, or typically ballpark?
Depending on where I buy from, it's 30-40%.
Okay.
You know, and it's pretty stable.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's lower and sometimes it's much higher. I mean, I did a lot. The 3,000 2 weeks ago that turned into 11,000. So you don't know, but that's not typical.
Yeah. Okay. And where do you purchase your inventory from typically?
Oh, mostly from other people, individuals, okay. But I also purchase from other dealers, other people who buy jewelry and other jewelry stores.
Okay. Perfect. And then would you be taking the 150 to 250 all at once?
I would not need to. I would use it as needed.
Okay. How much do you need today?
I don't need anything today. I'm trying to plan on it. I would say 125 to 150.
Okay.
What I would like to, you know.
Perfect. Yeah. And what did the business do for gross revenue last year?
About approximately $2.5 million. I don't have the figures in front of me.
And then are you on track to do that this year? Less or more?
We are.
Okay. And then how is your personal credit?
It depends on the credit service you look at. It should be good to excellent. One service says 650, the other says 730.
Okay.
Or 740. You know, I don't have any late payments. It's just the credit report says what I have.
Yeah. Okay.
And no bankruptcies are on it.
Okay. So we have a lot of different programs here, and we've been in business for about 13, 14 years. So aside from doing working capital, we offer equipment financing, which I don't think really applies to your industry, but we do offer a lot of different programs for businesses. But ideally, so that we can find the best program for you, are you looking for the lowest overall payback, or do you want the longest term so that you can have a cushion while you're, you have the loan out? What is ideal for you?
Well, I would say it's a mix between the two. I mean, I would love to work with money for about a year. You know,
so that'd be a minimum year.
I would say a year. I mean, if I got a much better rate for 6 months, I would do it.
Right.
But this is all about looking at what makes financial sense, because I will tell you that 37% doesn't make financial sense.
Yeah. Okay. So, I know that we would have a better option than that. Typically, we have programs from 3 months to 2 years, sometimes 3 years. And so, we really just allow you to choose the term you want. We'll give you the longest term you've been approved for, and then you can decide what's going to be the best for you. And then, in terms of repayment, we have monthly, weekly, and daily paybacks. And again, we'll give you the option. If you've been approved for all three, we'll let you decide what you want to do. And the approval amount is usually about 10 to 15% of your yearly gross revenue. So I don't see an issue getting you that amount you're looking for. So we would approve you for the max amount, and then you can take just the amount you want for right now. Okay. The repayment usually will depend on, but not always, on the term length. So someone that chooses a 2 to 3 year term is probably going to pay more than someone that chooses, 12 months or 15 months, 9 months, anywhere in that range.
But I wouldn't go more than a year because I want to be in and out.
Yeah, most of our loans, you can pay them off early and get some type of discount, which is nice as well. So in terms of, did the other company get you an actual hard approval?
They said, well, they came back to me when I refused it last time.
Yeah.
And they said, we're ready to go.
Mm-hmm. I never asked for anything in writing. They said, we're ready to go anytime you say yes. We just need to finalize it now. We need 6 months of your bank statement. I have no problem with that.
Yeah, and so those are some of the items that we would look at as well for a hard approval. But what you can expect for a repayment is about 10 cents on the dollar to 30 cents on the dollar. The 30 cents on the dollar, again, is going to be on the longer term notes. So I would think on
I will tell you that on a 10%, I would do it.
Uh-huh. Seriously. Yeah.
30%, I wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
It has to be 10% on 6 or 9 months, I would consider that too.
Yeah. So I think like 10, 15 cents on the dollar is something that we could do for you. So we definitely have those. If you're flexible, we can offer the lower overall paybacks, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Uh-huh. I'm flexible.
Okay. Well, that's good. Some people aren't, so.
No, I don't really, you know, this is just something where I think that after 17 years in business where I am, that I can make this money work for me. So.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, your margins are really good, and if you had that additional capital where you could buy more inventory and flip it, which is what a lot of our clients will use the working capital for, they're using it because they're getting a really great return on their investment. And so they're growing their business with these funds, and if they didn't have them, then they wouldn't have the opportunity to do so. But, of course, the numbers have to make sense. And so you'll see a lot of businesses that flip their inventory more frequently will choose the shorter term because they're constantly flipping the inventory and then getting additional funding, and they just pay the loan off pretty quick. And, you know, it works out really nice for them.
Okay. So what else do you need from me right now?
So in order to get you a hard approval, I would need a few items, and I can email this to you. It's a one-page application, 6 months business bank statements, and your most recent tax return, 14 or 15 is fine.
Yeah, we didn't do 15 yet, but we did do 14. Done.
Yeah, 14 is fine.
15. Okay.
What is the best email to send that to?
Would be directly to, actually, you could send it to contact at, well, let me take you off speaker, you'll hear me better.
Contact at.
Actually, National, NATIONAL.
Uh-huh.
Estate, ESTATE.
Okay.
Jewelers, JEWELERS.com.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, now what I'll do is, I don't know when you'll be sending that out.
Give me about 15 minutes or so. I can send that over to you.
Okay. I'm going to be in and out of my office, but I'll check my phone. When I get it, I will reply that I've received it.
Perfect.
Okay.
All right.
Could you send, did I say contact at? I did, right?
Yeah, you have right. Contacts, plural.
Contact, no, C-O-N-T-A-C-T, without an S.
Oh, no contact. S, okay. Okay, perfect.
Okay.
All right.
Just a question, where are you from?
So our main office is here in San Diego.
Right.
And we have a couple other offices in Orange County.
And we're going to be in San Diego in about 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks.
Oh, you are.
We're flying in from Vegas. We're going to be in San Diego for a few hours to see the zoo, and then we drive up the coast.
Oh, wow. Now, is that for business or just vacation?
That's pleasure. That week is 1 week pleasure.
Okay. Is that during Memorial weekend?
The weekend after.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
I'll be in Vegas Memorial weekend.
Have you been to the zoo out here before?
No.
No. Oh, okay. Yeah, I go there.
No,
I actually have a membership there.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I have a membership there, so I go, you know, on the weekend just for a few hours. It's really nice.
Well, that's nice. Anything we should definitely see?
In San Diego or just the zoo?
Well, we only have a few hours because we're going to drive up to L.A.
Yeah.
We're going to drive up to L.A. from San Diego, and then we have 5 days to get to San Francisco.
Oh, okay. Now, are you stopping anywhere along the way up to San Francisco?
We're going to Hearst Castle.
Okay.
We'll be staying in L.A. for a night, or outside L.A. I don't remember the name of the hotel, but it's very nice. It's on the water. And then
go ahead.
Somebody said, well, a friend of mine who's in L.A. said that he's a jewelry business in L.A. Mm-hmm. Said we should go to Cambria Beach.
Okay.
Which is right by Hearst Castle.
Yeah, I think so. If you can drive through Big Sur, that's really pretty too.
And that is exactly where.
Is that where you're going?
I don't remember.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know where Big Sur is. What is it near?
So it's probably a couple hours north of L.A. It's on your way. So when you take the coast all the way up, you drive through there. It's just really scenic and pretty.
Okay, I'm sure we'll get a good look at it.
Yeah.
So,
well,
tell me your
exciting.
Name.
It's Nicole.
That's funny. I have a Nicole working for me in Vegas, and my wife's daughter is Nicole.
Oh.
And, a lot of Nicoles in my life. That's a good thing. at any rate, I hope we can make a good financial arrangement that works for me.
Yeah, I hope so too.
Because I would love to do some new and different things in my business.
Awesome.
Okay.
Well, we would love to help you out with that. So it was great speaking with you. I'll send this off in about 15 minutes or so. And then if I don't hear back from you today, I'll give you a call, say, Monday or so.
That's fine.
Okay.
Give me a call on the cell phone because I'll be in Philly Monday. Look
at
your merchandise.
Oh, great.
Okay?
Perfect. You have a nice
Thank
weekend.
You.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.